Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer, and coach, Miss Donna.
Happy Sunday, and just in case Believe it or not, we are celebrating. That's why you heard our music celebration. So once again, happy Sunday, happy Women's History Month. Today is Sunday, March 10th, 2024, and we are broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta. This is Donna, and of course, we are celebrating, and we're going to be celebrating some women this evening, as this is, again, Women's History Month. So stay tuned. For those of you who may be joining us for the first time, first of all, welcome. And I always prefer to begin with answering the question, what is etiquette anyway, for our new listeners especially. And etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket, and later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. And Charles I and II of England is who we thank for this, because they actually copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and you know what? These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So kudos to Charles I and II. Well, again, this is considered, March is considered Women's History Month, and so we are certainly celebrating this evening. And generally, what I'd like to do is to just kind of go over just a little bit of the backstory of Women's History Month. And it, of course, we know, again, as I mentioned, that Women's History Month, of course, is March the 1st through the 31st each year. And it actually started, by the way, as Women's History Week, okay, and which was in Santa Rosa, California, back in 1978. And it's just kind of common to, you know, Black History Month, because Black History Month also started as Black History Week. So after this week-long celebration, the following year in 1979, the ideal expanded to a national event in, you know, throughout the U.S. And since 1987, March has officially been recognized as a Women's History Month. So as we see, it took almost 10 years for it actually to turn into a month. But, of course, this particular month is dedicated to honoring the contributions and achievements of women throughout history. And, of course, you know, on the show, not only do I like to celebrate maybe some of these well-known women, it's important to celebrate everyone. So if there's someone that you would like to celebrate, you can certainly do that. Give us a call at 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894, or you can just send us a text, or not a text, I'm sorry, send your email message to Courteous Publications. I'm sorry, guys, to etiquetteladies@gmail.com. Etiquetteladies@gmail.com. We'll be glad to read that for you. And so I want to just kind of start real quick. You know, I always like to do trivia here from time to time, so I want you to just think about who this is, okay, and we'll answer a little bit later. But who is the most educated first lady in history? Who is the most educated first lady in history? So think about that for a minute. Who is the first, most educated first lady in history? And I give you a hint. It's a black woman. So with that hint, everybody should know the answer, right? All right. So I'll let you think about that for a minute. And you know what? And if you have to think more than a minute, because I gave you a really, really, really serious clue. Okay. All right. So we're going to go ahead. I want to go ahead and go to the phones. All right. I will refer to you by saying the last four digits of your phone number in that way. You will know I am calling on you. Okay. So the first is 8005. Hello. 8005.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Miss Donna. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy Sunday to you.
Happy Sunday to you as well. I'm thinking that answer is Michelle Obama.
Would that be? Let me see. That is absolutely right. Let me see if I can. Let's see. I don't have a buzzer, but hey, we're going to applaud. That's exactly who that is. All right.
I did not have to think more than a moment. So that was good for me, huh?
Well,
and you're absolutely right. And I just want to throw out there, she had the reason that she was considered the most educated first lady in history because she has Ivy League degrees from both Princeton and Harvard. Both Princeton and Harvard.
Wow.
Yes.
I knew Princeton,
yes.
But I didn't really know. I knew Harvard, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't familiar. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So she. Yeah. So kudos out to First Lady Obama. Yes.
Well, I definitely. I feel like it is very important to honor our women. You know, in history, of course, our black women. I feel that the path that they have actually, you know, opened up for our black women coming on now, is very, very important. I do want to honor someone who is very recent, and I'm not going to say recent, but it's not so far in the past. She's a wonderful woman. She's very modest, and the things that she does, she's done quite a bit. Actually, she is a, wow, it's like so much. She has been a speaker. She has been nominated for a lot of different awards. She actually is an ambassador of the Federation of World Peace. She's led a lot of children, I mean, doing public speaking and so far is feeling confident with themselves, which is also making a path for more young black women to be recognized. She believes in etiquette very, very much so, and being polite and courteous to people. And I really, truly want to honor you. I just think that you're a phenomenal person. You have been doing on this path for years. I'm not even sure how long have you been doing the Miss Etiquette lady?
Oh my goodness.
I have to go with what I know.
Wow. Well, the show, if you're referring to the show we're doing, this is the 16th year, I believe it is.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know that she, you know she is you. I know that she's an author. I know that she's an inspirational and motivational coach. She is a John Maxwell coach and trainer. And I know that I've never really heard you speak of all the things that you have accomplished, but I know that you're a phenomenal woman, and I truly want to honor you.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for that. Oh, my goodness. I am so surprised. Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Wow.
I truly tried to think of a way to do it where you wouldn't know it was you. But then again, the way that you are and how modest you are, you probably would not have known for a while. you would have been like, wow, this woman has done quite a bit, because that's who you are, and that's what I truly, truly admire.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for that. Wow.
Okay, I want to hear the celebrate thing, because this.
Oh,
I want to celebrate you. So I want to hear some claps or something.
Wow. Thank you so much. I am just so humbled right now, because I know how I am looking to always celebrate other people. And I just think, I don't know. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you speechless.
Wow. Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Cause I don't usually get very speechless very often. But wow,
well,
thank you so much. That was just so nice of you and kind. So I thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. I thank you. I truly mean that you are leading a lot of young women, in the right direction, and you're trying to actually change the world by, being more kind, because I do believe if people just actually take time and do that extra little kindness or that little extra, that the world really could be a much better place to live in. So I thank you for that.
Yeah. Oh, it is such a pleasure. And yes, I believe that as well, that if we can just continue to spread the message of people just initiating acts of kindness and just, being considerate of others and extending grace and those kinds of things. And sometimes extending grace to those who don't really deserve it, and thinking when that happens, then that will cause them to just turn around and extend grace to someone else who, they may not think deserves it. So, yeah. Well, thank you again so much. That is really, really, that was really surprising for me. And I certainly do appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Guys, so, all right. So I'm going to go to the next caller here. The last four digits of this number is 4482. The last four digits is 4482. 4482. Okay, they may be just listening. Okay, so I will circle back if I do have time this evening. Okay, the next 1211 1211 1211 are the next 1211. Okay, they may be listening as well. And of course, guys, sometimes people will call. They cannot, perhaps they cannot stream. For, any particular reason, and they call to listen. So that's perfectly fine. All right, so 8974, the last four digits is 8974. Hello.
Hi, Monica here. Can't stay online, but
well,
I certainly wanted to call in.
Well, hello there.
Hello, hello.
Monica, how are you?
I'm fine, and I certainly agree and am absolutely 100% in support of what your previous caller said and giving you accolades. So congratulations.
Oh,
I think that was very appropriate.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I am just very humbled by that. Yes.
I was at a conference this past week for the AME Church along with other denominations who write the curriculum for a church school.
Mm-hmm.
Around the country, around the world. And we have a team of writers who put the curriculum together, and then the various churches purchase that curriculum to adapt to their own material. So one of the clergy that I was talking to was saying that she was a John Maxwell person. And she was, you know, she was very animated about it. I said, well, to myself, I know somebody else who is one. I have been trained, and I am not only that, but I'm a John Maxwell person. I said, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I know somebody who is too. So yeah, that's very, that's wonderful that, you know, that somebody remembers that and was willing to call you and give you those accolades. That was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I so appreciate it. Absolutely. And so, you were at a conference, you said?
Yeah, it's an annual conference of writers. It's a curriculum group that we do, as I said, curriculum for church schools in the various denominations. It's
nice.
The Presbyterian Church is where we met, but it's Baptist, Methodist, and others, and we come together once a year, and we write years ahead. So I think now we are up to 25 and 26, and then we are going on toward 30. 2030. And what happens is, again, the churches who want to use the curriculum, we send them scripture, we send them the various themes that would go with those scriptures, and then they determine how they want to use them for their church school curriculum at home.
That is very nice. Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's the way that works. But yes, I certainly want to honor one or two women. Lori Lightfoot in Chicago, she only served one term, but I admired her as the first black female to serve as mayor. I know she had a lot of controversy and issues to deal with, but each time that I saw her, I thought she handled herself with grace. And I think some of our women who may not have been as successful or may not have been as applauded, so to speak, and honored,
mm-hmm.
still deserve. If they were first, especially, you know, they still deserve our attention. So I wanted to mention her name. And in our city here in Atlanta, Carolyn Long Banks was the first black female to serve on the city council.
Mm.
Now, there was another woman who served just before her. I think her name was Penda or Penny. But I remember Carolyn Long Banks because she was here serving when I moved to Atlanta. So her name is someone I'd like to offer. And then Vashti McKenzie, who is retired now from the AME Church, was the first black woman to serve as bishop from a major denomination in the country. And she was our first female bishop in the AME Church. She now serves as the first woman, black woman, to chair the National Council of Churches. And that's what she's doing now. And that is where we were meeting this past week. It's the National Council of Churches that oversees this project. And she is she's chair of that. And the National Council of Churches is an interdenominational group that does publish and send out various resources to the churches who are members, including hymnals and Bibles and so on. The New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, updated edition, comes out of the National Council. So that's some tidbit for you.
Wow, very interesting. Very interesting. Yes, I'm familiar also with Vashti. Can you tell, can you mind sharing maybe a little bit of her story?
She was a pastor, and I think she was up in the northeastern portion of the country. Don't remember what the name of the church was, but she comes from a legacy of women in Greekdom. You know, she's a Delta and has been, if I'm not mistaken, very active in her sorority, and I think one of her relatives was a founding member. So she's very renowned from that perspective, from the Divine Nine. And she pastored and just came up through the ranks. And she ran after, let me see, this was in 20. So she ran after there were a lot of calls for women to run. And one or two names had been put up to, you know, to push forward. But there was always resistance. But it was just her turn in 2000. A member of our church who's now deceased And she went to the floor and asked to speak on personal privilege. She was not scheduled to speak. It wasn't something that was planned. But she was a general officer. Her name was Jamie Williams, Dr. Jamie Williams. And she went to the microphone and said, this is the time for us to elect a woman to the episcopacy. This is the time. We need to stop waiting. And her name was put forward. And she was elected on the first ballot. Well, not maybe the first ballot, but the first attempt. She didn't have to come back and run 4 years later. She won that year. Because we run like the president. We have 4 year, we have court generals, and at the court general, we will offer names for bishop or general officer. And because it's every 4 years, it's a term is 4 years. So if you lose, it's the next court general that you have to go to run again. And she won without having to go to a second one. And she served that first year, and she got a lot of accolades because she was the first. And then after that, since then, we've elected other women. And that's basically her story.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Yes, 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 yes. Wow. Well, guys, I know that I am seeing some of your messages, and I am going to, I'll be coming back to the phone following our break. But I do, I know also, Reverend Monica, you are involved or and very concerned about politics. So can you just do a brief mention of why it's important to vote, to go out and vote?
Oh, absolutely, because just like our quadrennial, the quad, every 4 years for president, people think of that as being the most critical time to vote, but it isn't. We need to vote every year because the local, what we call down-ballot offices, are on those particular election options, and we sometimes neglect those. But this year, because it is a presidential election, of course we want people to vote and we want people to be registered. The two things, of course, that are on my mind is that we have to get away from Christian nationalists, those of us who are in religion. We have to get away from Christian nationalist bandwagons where people who claim to be concerned about godly behavior are using one or two issues to bring ungodly people into the forefront. We cannot tell anyone who to vote for, but if a preacher is supporting someone like the previous president who has already said that he is glad that he was able to quash Roe v. Wade and that he is okay with punishing women who have to have abortions, we should know that that's not godly because only God can make those decisions about who to judge. A woman who, and I have not had a child, so I didn't really even know myself about all of the processes and all of the surgeries and procedures and therapies that go along with it. It's not just to terminate a pregnancy out of convenience. Some women have to have them to survive. And we've seen cases now where women who were pregnant with a what they call non-viable embryo, who was either about to die or would die soon, were going to be required to carry it to term. And then there are infections, there are major bleeding, and all of those other kind of things that happen that women who may not have children may not know about. I certainly didn't. And the point is, it's a medical procedure, and you can't legislate people's morality and then cause other folk to suffer because of it. So there are just a number of things that concern me around that issue. And Christian nationalists, people who are very extreme in their thinking and who are most of the time evangelicals, will use the abortion issue to attract black churches. And sometimes we get caught up in it without realizing what else is on that agenda. So I would just encourage anyone, you vote your conscience, but always know how you're voting and know the total platform for someone that you are supporting. And then the other issue it's just simply voter suppression at its worst. Each time we win an election, if, particularly if helped to win it, these legislatures, including Georgia, find a way to try to keep us from voting the next time. If it's not changing how many ballot boxes or absentee ballot boxes are around and available, it's changing the hours for us to vote. If it's not that, it's changing the number of requirements to get an absentee ballot. If it's not that, it's finding ways to disqualify us, or what we call purge, which is the issue now that they're trying to do. It's just any number of things that we may not be aware of, but know that when black people and women and other people of color decide on the issue, we're going to win because together we are the majority. And so, yes, they want to stop us from voting because they cannot win when we vote together. So look out for those kinds of issues on a ballot. And be careful as to who you support. Know what their platform is. And even if someone is asking you in church to support a particular individual, know what the issues are, my advice.
And it's so easy now, is it not, to research people.
Oh,
so,
absolutely.
I mean, you can research people at a click, right?
And we have alternative media that will report what mainstream media might not report. YouTube is a wonderful resource now because there are two or three media outlets like Midas, and there are one or two others that report on some of those things that you may not know about. For example, how some of the court cases are going, some of the ones that don't get a lot of attention. Knowing that a person who has testified against someone else is about to be found guilty because of their own perjury. Things that you're not going to necessarily hear in main media because they pick up stories that they feel are the most important, or they're going to get them the most ratings. So just use media outlets, use all of your resources, and go to the Secretary of State's website to get voter information. And absolutely to research the League of Women Voters, National Council. There are just so many different groups, NAACP. Just use the Internet like you use it for anything else, absolutely, and do your research.
Thank you so much.
Election Day is coming Tuesday. Election Day is coming Tuesday, I was just going to say. We had early voting up until this past week. So now Tuesday is election day for Georgia.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we know that some of the other states have already had their voting, and we know we have listeners from various states. But check if you have not voted yet, or if your state has not voted, please make sure that you know exactly when that is and where to go.
That's true. Last week was Super Tuesday, and we weren't a part of Super Tuesday, and I had forgotten that. We have our own little day, so we're this coming Tuesday.
Right. Mm-hmm. We sure are. And guys, just, you know, it's so important to do that, and just prepare if you have to, you know, be there for a minute. Just prepare before you go. You know, take a book or something, or a journal or something that you can do while you are waiting.
And water. Take your own water and put some snacks on if you're in Georgia.
Right. And let people know why that is.
Last year they passed a Senate bill that says we can no longer serve water or snacks to people who are standing in line. It doesn't matter if the line is 2 people long or 202 people long. We cannot bring water. That's influencing the vote, they say. So that was one of the issues that was passed last year under this governor. So again, this year they are trying to purge the list. So we just have to be very careful and do our due diligence. Thank you so much, Donna.
Okay. Thank you. I so appreciate that. And I'm just still trying to get over the snack thing, the water. And that was, I'll just call it interesting. How about that? For lack of a better word. But thank you so much for sharing. I so appreciate you. All right, guys. So we are going to, we're going to take a quick break, and then we will be right back. It is Women's History Month. We're going to discuss some more women here, okay? So don't go away. We will be right back in just a moment.
There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease, a disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800. 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously.
Have you secured your copy of the book, What is Business Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley. Key strategies for building successful working relationships. This handy reference guide empowers you with tips to sharpen your etiquette tools, such as how to conduct successful meetings, how to connect with your customers, how to walk into any room with confidence and poise, and mastering the art of networking, only to name a few. Whether you are a student, CEO, entrepreneur, contractor, business owner, or employee, you'll want to add this resource to your library. Go to CourteousPublications.com, that's CourteousPublications.com, click on Books, and click the What is Business Etiquette Anyway photo and secure your copy today. What is Business Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley. Have you ever dreamed of becoming an author? You've wanted to write a book but are not sure of how to get started? Or perhaps you want to write a book but you hate writing? The truth is, most of us have information and testimonials inside of us that need to be shared. Did you know that reading about your story can possibly change the trajectory of someone's life for the good? People are waiting and needing to be guided, directed, inspired, and encouraged. And this can happen just from reading your story. CourteousPublications.com can help you write your book and get it out. We offer virtual workshops and one-on-one coaching sessions. And if you don't want to write it yourself, we can write it for you. For more information, go to CourteousPublications.com. That's CourteousPublications.com, CourteousPublications. PublicationsTions.com, or you can send an email to CourteousPublications1@gmail.com. We help want-to-be authors write books.
Hello, parents. Do you have school-aged children or know someone who does? Listen up. Miss Donna has worked with youth and parents, building confidence and self-esteem for over 30 years. She is a John Maxwell certified master level trainer and coach, as well as a certified DISC trainer. Since numerous parents have asked Donna for advice regarding their children and teens, during this challenging time, she is offering special coaching sessions right now. Participating in these sessions will help your youth to become more inspired and motivated during the pandemic and beyond. Testimonial. Sarai Blue says, Miss Donna's training motivated, uplifted, and encouraged my children, ages 5, 9, and 15, and they are excited and feeling confident again. If you are interested or know someone who is, quickly go to www.missdonnaspeaks.com. That's www.missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Click Coaching, then Contact, and complete requested info, or send an email to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Hurry, space is limited.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
All right, we are back, and we are celebrating Women's History Month. And so we're talking about some women that you may or may not have heard of. And so I want to share with you, her name is, she's in the aviation sector, Bessie Coleman, this aviation pioneer, soared into history books as the first black woman to earn a pilot's license in 1921 and the first black woman to fly publicly in 1922. Interestingly, in the early 20th century, most aircraft featured an open-air design, which provided instant access to the elements. Bessie Coleman once said, "The air is the only place free from prejudices." Coleman's history-making journey was far from easy. The Texan-born and Langston University-educated Aviatrix was determined to fly despite the naysayers. When no U.S. flight instructor wanted to teach her, Coleman put herself through language school to first learn French, then travel to France. It was there, in France, that she earned a pilot's license. Her contributions to aviation landed her in the National Aviation Hall of Fame in 2006, and to start 2023, Mattel honored her with a commemorative doll through its Barbie Inspiring Women series. And how exciting. And you know what? I bet that there is someone else I'm going to tell you about who knows about her. And this young lady, I was watching the Weather Channel on yesterday and found out about this young lady. She is 17 years of age, and she is the youngest black female pilot. She's 17, and so she's the youngest black female pilot that they know of in New York history. And her name is Kamora Freeman. Kamora Freeland, and that's K-A-M-O-R-A. So I'm sure she knows all about Miss Bessie there, because that is, you know, they're in the same field. Let's talk about who's the first black female supermodel. A lot of people think it was Beverly Johnson and Iman, and they were in the bunch, but the very first one was Naomi Sims, in the 1960s, okay, and she was the first to grace the covers of, it was Life magazine and Fashion Times as well, and so kudos go out to those ladies. Who said, you know, I like to do trivia, whose quote is this? Be afraid, be focused, be determined, be hopeful, be empowered. Who said that? And that was former First Lady Michelle Obama. Don't be afraid, be focused, be determined, be hopeful, and be empowered. And I am going to, real quickly, I want to go ahead and read a couple of messages that I've received. And guys, if you're on the phone, I will be right back to pick those calls up. Here's one that says, Miss Donna, excuse me, give me one moment of water. Break. One moment, please. Okay, guys, I'm not sure if you can still hear me. Something kind of interesting is going on here with the switchboard. Somebody can let me know if you can still hear me. That will be great. I'm not quite sure what kind of happened to a couple of lines in the switchboard. But again, it says, Nasana, thanks for what you do. And I agree with the caller. I celebrate you too, Jonathan Myers. I've listened for 6 years, and your topics are always on point. Thanks again. Oh, John, thank you so much for that. I so appreciate it. Thank you so much. And let's see. Let me pull another one here. One moment. Let's see. And again, guys, I hope you can still hear me. I'm not sure what is going on here, but I'm going to go ahead and proceed, hoping that you can hear me. This one says, Miss Donna, thanks for your show. I want to honor my mom because she raised us 6 kids by herself. Her name is Sarah Johnson. Well, very good. Congratulations to your mom. Thank you for sharing us. Congratulations, Sarah, as your kids are honoring you. So thank you so much. Okay, one moment, guys. One moment, guys. Okay, so the switchboard is kind of doing some interesting things here on its own. And not quite sure, but I hope you guys can still hear me because I do want to share a few more. And again, guys, in case you are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are celebrating Women's History Month, and we are hopefully introducing you to some women that you may not have heard of before, okay? And so there is someone else that I can't remember hearing, in mainstream, of this woman who was the very, very first, female big league baseball pitcher. Okay, yes, you did hear me correctly. Female. Her name was Mamie Peanut Johnson. In 1954, Mamie Johnson became the first female big league baseball pitcher for the Negro Leagues Baseball's Indianapolis Clowns. In the late 40s, she had wanted to join the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, but was not allowed to try out for the team. Now, how about that? So now she is actually, there's a street that's named after her in Washington, D.C. So kudos goes out to her. As well. That is just so exciting. Yeah, we normally don't hear about the females. I think we hear a little more often about the males, especially, in the sports arenas, but we have so many females that are doing so many wonderful things in the sports arena, too. We'll be actually talking about some more of them on next week, okay, as we will continue celebrating Women's History Month, okay? So I'm going to talk to you and share about these were first two black female journalists to serve in the White House press corps. And one of them was named Alice Dunnigan, okay? She's a White House correspondent. And Dunnigan sought to inspire future generations despite racist policies and sexist attitudes. Okay, she was the first to be credentialed during the Truman presidency for the Associated Negro Press. All right, and her name again was Alice Dunnigan. Alice Dunnigan. And then, of course, the second one is White House correspondent Ethel Payne, who's known as the First Lady of the Black Press. Okay, Payne was revered for her fearlessness as journalist at the Chicago Defender for 25 years. And she was also a civil rights activist. And again, her name, in case you want to check her out, is Ethel Payne, Ethel Payne. And of course, we know that, or some of us may know, that late last year, Karine Jean-Pierre, the first Black woman to serve as White House press secretary, unveiled the brand new press toast lecture dedicated as the Dunnigan Payne Lecture. Okay, so she unveiled and she actually, you know, this was actually dedicated as the Dunnigan Payne Lecture. And of course, that's for Miss Dunnigan, Alice Dunnigan, and Ethel Payne. All right. Which I don't believe I heard anyone else talk about this mainstream. So it's just so exciting to be able to, you know, share information and history, especially history, with you, especially if it's something that we really haven't heard about. And so, excuse me, I'm sorry, my throat is doing something. One moment. But yeah, so that's why I'm always excited anytime that I may be researching, you know, for shows or someone may send some information to me. It's so exciting because oftentimes this information, you know, that I haven't heard about, and oftentimes it may not, you know, may not have been shared. And so I certainly want to be able to share some things because we want to educate and inform and, you know, as we encourage and motivate as well. All right. So this evening, you know, we talked about quite a few women from different eras, if you will. And, of course, I certainly do thank those of you that sent us messages honoring your honoring your mom. And I always on this show, I always want to say, you know, feel free to share, you know, if it's a mom, if it's a sister of a daughter or just whoever the case is. It doesn't have to be necessarily a celebrity. You know, we generally hear about them all the time. So if anyone that you feel that has made an impact on your life, and that's someone who you want to celebrate, that's generally, you know, who we want to hear about. So, but once again, guys, in case you did join us late, always remember that you will be able to go back and, you know, listen to the archive, and you'll be able to hear the episode in its entirety. So always remember that. And I know, you know, and I did receive a couple messages that said, thank you for what you do. I'm sorry I can't join because I'm watching the awards, Oscars, and which is fine because I know that's on as well. And I know I will be able to go and archives on the internet about that. So I wasn't really concerned. My major concern was to celebrate Women's History Month. Okay. So again, guys, listen, thank you all so much for joining this evening. I certainly thank and applaud the callers. And when you guys reach out to us, I'm very grateful for that. And I don't take it for granted. I so appreciate your support when you do that. Now, when you're listening, if you joined us for the first time, thank you so much. And, of course, our loyal listeners, I'm also very grateful for you as well. Those of you that tune in each time we're on, I am so glad that you are a part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. Remember, if you have an etiquette question or if you have an etiquette topic you'd like us to hear, you know, perhaps we can cover in the future, please be sure to let us know. And I'll try to do what I can to certainly to make that happen, okay? Remember the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. And that comes from Matthew 7 and 12. And one of my favorite, if you've heard me more than once, you've probably heard me quote this, but one of my favorite Proverbs just happens to be Proverbs 3 and 3. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. And that comes from Proverbs 3 and 3, okay? And that just basically means, because I've had people ask, well, what, you know, what exactly do you mean when you say that? Well, what I mean is to, and I kind of talked a little bit about it the early part of the show, is to extend grace. So never be tired of you know, being nice and kind to people. Those, you know, kindness is certainly, you know, it's a fruit of the Spirit, and it is also a virtue, you know, and you want to just kind of hold on to those and just keep them in your heart. If you, and if it's in your heart, it's going to be with you. So just, you know, be kind to people. And as I remind you each and every week, please, please initiate a random act of kindness this week. Okay, just be intentional about doing that. You know, whether it's holding the door open for someone who may be walking in, you know, behind you instead of allowing the door to kind of hit them in the face because you let it go. Or if somebody is, it could be something simple as someone is carrying something, their hands are full and they drop something and you see them drop it and your hands aren't full. So just, you know, a kindness act, just help them pick up whatever it is they dropped. If you can do that, that's considered an act of kindness. Smile at someone. You know, that's an act of kindness because you never know, your smile can actually change the trajectory of that person's day. And that's just being kind. You didn't necessarily say anything to them. You were just simply kind. Okay. So please consider doing that. And I know you can. And actually, you know what? We can actually initiate acts of kindness every day. All right. Thanks again for joining us as we celebrate women during Women's History Month. And we will continue to do this on next week. So, again, if there's someone that you would like to nominate to celebrate, certainly feel free to do that. Okay. And you can call us next week or you can send us a message as well. And we'll be greatly appreciative of that. All right. Again, thanks so much for joining us this evening. Take care. God bless. And we'll talk again next week. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.